Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii, from Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. You can join us Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii, on 99.5 FM The Word, and in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. You could go to www.995theword.com or www.grace911.com on your smartphone to download our mobile app. I'd like to introduce our featured pastor, Sister Lynn.
Aloha, everyone. It is a Freedom Friday, and I'm standing in the gap for this Freedom Friday's Pastor James Eric Williams out from Life More Abundantly Island Church, who is now traveling for the Lord in Mississippi. Bula.
Good evening, listeners. Free Inside sends the Lord's peace beyond all understanding to all men and women incarcerated. We ask our Heavenly Father to bless our Hawaii facilities and dedicated ACOs at FDC, Halawa, Laumaka, OCCC, Waiava, WCCC, and the 1,600 Hawaii men in Saguaro Prison in Arizona. We also pray for the other prisons in Arizona, including Eloy Detention Center, La Palma, Red Rock, and Florence, where we know the inmates listen to our radio program, and mahalo for tuning in. Sister Lynn?
Mahalo, Bula. You don't have to be locked up to be locked out, and Free Inside thanks you for wherever you are for tuning in this evening, looking for a word of encouragement. We love sharing about Jesus, and our Rev Boo says it is like sitting around at home in your garage, sitting on your coolers as you're talking about Jesus. And we thank you for making a way, Lord, for the Free Inside program on 99.5 FM, The Word, to go forth on the airwaves, and grateful for the sponsorship of the Eastman Foundation.
Mahalo. We send a shout out to the Congregation of the Fishers of Men in Nanakuli for continuing to sponsor our Free Inside radio program on Grace 91.1 FM in Arizona for our Hawaii brothers that are in Saguaro. But God's thoughts are much higher than our thoughts, and we know the Lord is reaching thousands in a community of tens of thousands that are incarcerated.
God bless you, Pastors James Bird and Lucy Mahilona, for their vision to reach the lost. Bula?
Well, if this program has touched you or you need a word of encouragement, you can give me a call on my cell phone, 808-222-2822. And our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. For those of you on the inside and for those of you on the outside, you can always drop us a line at our P.O. Box, 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. And aloha, Brother Hokano, got it. And the staff is replying. And all our other correspondence that we've been getting from OCCC and Halawa also. Keep them coming. That's payday for us when
yes,
we get there.
We love to go check the mail.
We love the mail. Well, you know, it's always fun when we get to come together because it's kind of like old times. You know, when we first started. I don't know, how many years did we do it? 3 years by ourselves?
About 2.5. Felt like 3, Bula.
Felt like 30, but actually. Well, actually, it's just you learn. You see, in life, you never win or lose. You win or learn. Mm-hmm. And we didn't lose anything. We just came to the realization we have such great pastors we work with. Let's have them come on board with us.
Yes.
And that probably extended my life.
The kingdom of God.
That extended my life. But it's always a joy that we're able to come together. And appropriately, the song Friends, because each and every one of you, you are our friends.
Yes,
you know, I ran into some brothers earlier this week. And, you know, it's when you have that kindred spirit, when you just have that look, when you know that we've come there 23 times to Saguaro to minister. We've come to Halawa. We've come to Waiava. We've ministered in WCCC. We've ministered in OCCC. It's not about what we do, but it's about what God does through us. Because, to be honest, we don't have the strength. We don't have the energy. But through Christ, we can do all things through Christ.
Amen.
Who strengthens us? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen? Because when you got a schedule like we got, you get up at the end of the day, you're kind of fried. But you get in the parking lot, you look, and once you check in, man, you get filled with the Holy Spirit. And then you can't go sleep when you go home.
Bula, It's Freedom Friday.
It's Freedom Friday.
Woo, Freedom Friday. Okay.
Well, it's Christmas time game. Actually, our message tonight we're going to be sharing is called Walking by Faith. And you can ponder that. You can pontificate that. You can think about that. Because I've got a special song for you from Brother Ben Vegas and Sister Myla Gibson. It's Silent Night, Paul Laye.
Oh,
but
amen.
We're going to be talking about walking by faith. I didn't say sitting on faith. I didn't say sleeping on faith. I didn't say running on faith. I said walking by faith. So we're going to be bringing that to you right after we listen to Brother Ben and Sister Myla bring Silent Night.
Hallelujah.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. So tender and mild, deep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Just so
Hallelujah.
Sweet, you know. That's Ben Vegas and Myla Gibson. You know, they're just local entertainers here, and both believers.
Amen.
And just wonderful that they could share that beautiful song. Now, earlier I mentioned we're gonna have some scriptures tonight, you know. And just thank you once again for tuning in. But I don't believe in accidents. I don't believe in coincidence or happenstance. I believe in God anointing and God appointing.
Amen.
And the reason you've tuned in tonight is you've tuned in to get a word from the Lord. And it's not about anything Lynn or I do, but it is about everything that Jesus is doing through us. Amen.
Amen.
And so right now we're just gonna sit back and let Jesus have the wheel and take over this show right now. But we're talking about walking by faith. I'm gonna have Lynn read Hebrews 11:1-3, And you see, because a lot of people, they get confused when you talk about faith, but it's very easy to understand. And tonight we want to bring it in all clarity, and Amen. We want to bring in all sincerity, and so that there's no confusion or chaos, that you will know what we're talking about when we say walk by faith.
Amen. So Hebrews 11, 1 to 3 in the Message Bibles is titled, Faith in What We Don't See. The fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguished our ancestors, set them above the crowd. By faith, we see the world called into existence by God's word, what we see created by what we don't see. Hallelujah.
And then I'll just give you the Jesus book version, and it says, now when we trust God, that means we stay sure about the stuff we stay waiting for.
Yes, sir.
When we trust God, we know that God can do that stuff bombay. No matter we don't see him right now. The people from before time, they went trust God no matter they don't see him. And that's why God when say they're good people. When us guys trust God, then we're gonna understand that God only when say the thing, and that's how he make the world, the sky, and everything. He never make what we see from the other things we see. The word of our Lord in the Jesus book.
Amen.
You know, but some of you are sitting right there tonight. I just want to say, if you want to change your expectations, if you want to change your environment, if you want to change what's going on in your life, you need to change your attitude.
Yes, sir.
You need to change your attitude. Because once you change your attitude, you're going to realize that things around you are going to be changing along with you. But we're talking about faith tonight. And hope is in the future. We hope for things to come.
Yes, yes, Lord.
But faith is right now. You see, you need your faith right now. We can hope for things, but you need faith to be activated right now.
Yes,
see,
Lord.
It's like having, you know, when you have the a football game, usually what do they do before the game? They flip the quarter. That's right. And you have to call heads or tails. That's right. Very easy. See, I like to have it interactive with my bride when I'm here. Because otherwise, it'd be interactive with myself. So it's called flipping the coin.
You could add that too.
And it's called a two-sided coin. Because if it had two heads or two tails, then nobody would understand what's going on. Because it'd be the same thing every time.
Amen.
Hope and faith, they're a two-sided coin. You have to have hope and you have to have faith. And faith is acting on that belief. Faith and belief. Faith and belief is a two-sided coin.
Amen.
And faith is acting on that belief. Because it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, and that says,
for we walk by faith and not by sight.
For we walk by
faith
and not by
sight.
And in 2 Corinthians, if we move back up, we're at chapter 5, verse 7, 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, it says,
while we look not at all the things which are seen.
Wait, go again. It says, while we look.
While we look not.
Okay. So not looking at what we've seen. Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
while we look not okay, at the good. Things we are. Which are seen.
Hallelujah.
But at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal.
They're what?
They're temporal.
They're temporal. So that
not,
means
not
they're
not tempora.
Not tempora. They're temporal. So that means they're not gonna last.
They're not gonna last.
So they're gonna break. They're gonna break down. They're not gonna be there forever. So so what we're looking at right now not gonna be around us.
That's
then.
Right.
Wow.
But I like this last part, yeah. Bula. But the things which are not seen are eternal.
Are eternal.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Forever and ever.
You see, and that's the unbelievable thing about faith, because all of us have doubts. Amen.
Yes.
We all have doubts. Even when you're a new believer, you have doubts. Even when you're not a believer, you have doubts. And it's in the book of John 20, verse 29, we see one of Jesus' own disciples with Thomas. Remember, what's the nickname we give to Thomas? We call
him Doubting Thomas.
Doubting Thomas. And why do we call Thomas Doubting Thomas?
Because he never believed.
He never believed. He said, no way. Come on. No way. And then he tell him, the only way.
Yeah.
Only way I'm going to believe, I'm going to put my hand.
I need to put my finger in the
pukas. Like, oh, man, that's kind of deep right there.
Yeah.
But in verse 29 in John chapter 20, Lynn, what does it say?
It says, Jesus saith unto him.
Oh, wait, go to 27.
Oh,
that's
I'm sorry.
That's the better one. That's when he's going to put him inside.
Then saith he to Thomas,
that's right.
Reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing.
Right there. What did that say? Be not
faithless.
See, that belief and faith thing got to work together right there.
Hallelujah.
And then we go into verse 29.
Yes, and in 29 it says, Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's it right there, Bula.
That means everybody who wasn't a disciple around at that time, he said, blessed are you.
Blessed are they
that have not seen but yet have believed. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And that's one of the hardest things when we try to talk to
the
people about
it. That's their verse right there.
Hallelujah. You know, and it's in, when you go down into the book of Matthew, chapter 9. I know I'm jumping around, but you want to take these notes and in your devotion time, you can go back to them. And it's in Matthew chapter 9, and it's in verses 27 to 29.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you got that. Did you? I don't know. Okay. So anyway, it's about the two blind men that are seeking Jesus. And it's Jesus when in verse 29, this is what it says in verse 29. And it says, because they had come up to Jesus. And he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. He said, according to your faith, be it unto you. If he were to be with you today, how is your faith today? You know, I'm going to camp right now on a story that we always talk about. It's in the book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 48. It's the woman with the issue of blood. I'm going to be parking here for the rest of the night. Luke, chapter 8. It's right about verse 48 around in there.
Amen.
You see, there's a woman with the issue of blood. Now, you've got to understand, in this version, Jesus was not even there on record to heal the woman with the issue of blood.
Amen.
Where was Jesus going, if you can remember then? Jesus was on his way to visit Jairus' daughter.
Oh, that's right.
Jairus' daughter was very sick. She
very
was dying.
Sick.
Jairus worked in the temple.
That's right.
Jairus knew Jesus personally.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Lord, my daughter is sick. So Jesus was on assignment. Jesus had a place to go. Jesus was on his way to do something. But somehow, do you know that when you're on your way to do something, the Lord is going to show up? Amen?
Amen.
And you see, but this lady...
He's got a plan.
Now, here's something even more interesting. Is that how... Do you remember how old Jairus' daughter was?
She was 12.
Okay, hold on to that number right there. 12 is a great number. Jairus' daughter is 12 years old. There was a woman with the issue of blood,
mm-hmm.
and she had been hemorrhaging, and it was just a horrible time in her life.
Yes.
And how long did she have this issue, Lynn?
12.
12 years. Imagine that. Everything is done in accuracy and in order in the Bible.
Amen.
So this lady, so let's just say, guys and gals, if you're listening tonight, it's December 16th. Well, it's 12-16.
It is 12-16.
We're not going to get chicken skin. Okay, so what I'm telling you is reverse back, look back, try and remember, possibly if you could, where you were on this date 12 years ago. That would take you back to 2004. What were you doing?
No can remember.
The reason I'm telling you that is because that's how long this lady had the issue. She
Amen.
Went through all her money. She went through all the doctors.
She
went through all the family. And in the Bible, it says that she was worse for wear. So what happened is she had exhausted everything in the natural. Hallelujah. Some of you think mm-hmm. you've exhausted everything in the natural.
I'm telling you,
the supernatural is knocking at your
Amen.
Door tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hello, if you hear that knock, that's anything but that's Jesus himself.
Natural to because the supernatural.
That's how we, but you see, that's a beautiful thing, Lynn. The way we engage in the natural, because we live in the natural, but we know about the supernatural. But it is by faith. Oh, say it, somebody. By faith, we pull
by
the supernatural down into the natural.
Pull it down.
And that's what happens. It was by faith because the woman with the issue of blood knew that if she could just get close enough, if she could just get next to him, she knew that she would be healed. She knew that to the core of her very
Amen.
Being. Of herself. That is faith. That is belief. That is just incredible because to get from point A to point B, to get from the end, now you know Jesus was traveling and he had a multitude around him. He had many people traveling around
mm-hmm.
him. So it's a crowded situation. It's like being at Ala Moana. It's like being at Pearl Ridge Mall. It's like being at Kamakani Ali, the new mall, and the store is just about to open. The doors are going to open, but there's a press in the crowd. There's a lot of people surrounding you. You don't know who's around you, but you know there's people around
Amen.
You. And the disciples knew that with Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. The disciples knew there were a lot of people around Jesus, but this lady, she had an assignment. She had a desire. She had a solution, and the solution was Jesus. Hallelujah. Because man couldn't heal her. No doctor could heal her.
That's
no money
right.
could heal her.
Hallelujah.
There was nothing. She had
exhausted. She tried it all.
Every everything in the natural, but she knew in the supernatural. Well, how are you going to engage the natural to the supernatural? It is by her faith that she got the supernatural.
Yes,
and
by
she touched
faith.
Just the hem of his robe, just the hem, and she was healed instantly. He didn't say, come back in 2 weeks and take an aspirin tonight, and I'll see you in 2 weeks. He didn't say, have your people call my people who'll set up a meeting. Immediately, she was healed. And in the Bible, it said she was made whole.
Yeah.
She was made whole. Not only was she healed, she was made whole in everything that she did
the
and
natural,
everything around him.
The natural to the supernatural. You know, and it says here in Luke 8:48 in the King James Version, and he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Hallelujah, Bula.
Hallelujah. And if you study scripture and if you study the Bible at any length, you can dig further into that. And he didn't say you're healed.
Yes.
He didn't say you're going to feel better. Mm-hmm. He said, I've made you whole. So that means that the total person in her entirety, that means her finances is coming back. Her
Amen.
Homes are coming back.
Hallelujah.
Her family was coming back. Her relationships are coming back. You see, too many times we shortchange God, and he's got a limitless supply. Amen?
Amen.
He is unlimited with what he can do. But we only see God through how we see him. But yet God can do so much more and abundantly more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But you see, when he talked to the woman, and because he said to the disciples, someone touched me. This is the power of the essence of the Holy Spirit that I'm talking about tonight.
Virtue.
It's the virtue that he felt released from. And if you are a believer, if you have been anointed with the mantle of being a pastor,
hallelujah.
A bishop, or an apostle,
you
know that when you're in the pulpit, your virtue is being released over those that are listening. You're releasing the virtue of God himself to those that are listening. But it comes at a price. Because you're getting depleted. You need to replenish yourselves. You need to refresh yourselves. You need to have the living waters be poured back into you as you share the living waters. So many times, pastors are so exhausted. The ones that are the blood-bought bond servants, the
Bible-believing,
the scripture-speaking, the tongue-talking pastors.
Amen.
That's the one I'm talking about. The ones who preach the uncompromised word of the God.
The
ones who know that the authorized, the approved, the inerrant and the infallible word of God. It's not up for debate. It's the truth, the absolute truth. It's the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Those pastors, they get so depleted because their virtue is coming out. In the same situation right here with Jesus, he felt his virtue being released.
That's
his
right.
virtue is what healed the woman with the issue of blood. What you need tonight is you need his virtue to enter into you. You need his virtue to encapsulate you. You need his virtue to envelop you. But you see, you've got to have faith. You've got to believe, because the only way you can get that is to draw it from the supernatural is through faith.
Yes,
but you see, she believed all she had to do was touch the hem of his garment.
The hem of the garment.
Unheard of. That don't make sense. It don't make any sense. If I tell you, I just got to touch your robe, only a little bit, you're going to heal me. No, what you talking about, cracker? You on cracker? Get away from me. And you got to imagine, the woman had to press in and press through the crowd. They were probably telling her, hey, you're unclean. What's that smell? Hey, look at your hair. You're all filthy pillow. Hey, go back on the side of the street where you belong. But she knew who the Messiah was.
Have mercy.
She knew the report she was waiting for was not the report of the doctors. It was not the report of man himself, but it was the report of the Messiah who said,
of Jesus
daughter,
Christ.
Be, and this is what I love also, Lynn. And he sat and he categorizes it very, I love this scripture in verse 48, Luke, in the King James Version. It says, and he said unto her, so now we've established in that one phrase or part of the sentence, he said unto her. So it is him talking to her, but then he next qualifies that by saying, daughter. So that means he's claiming the possession of a direct relationship. You are my daughter.
Hallelujah.
He didn't say stepdaughter. He didn't say half-daughter. He said daughter. And the first thing that he says that is so interesting, then he says, be of good comfort. What she wants to do is to be healed. She don't want to be comfortable. She wants to be healed. But he makes sure that he puts in her place, be of good comfort. But what's even greater is there's a colon right after that.
Amen.
And when there's a colon, that means a sentence ain't over. Fat lady hasn't sung yet. We still got some good to come. You see, the devil thought that he put a period when Jesus was in the tomb. Jesus put a colon there because he said, I'm coming down to slap you in the face. Devil, take the keys and take all the power away from you.
Amen, amen.
And that's why that happened. But right here in this verse, in Luke chapter 8, verse 48, there is a colon after he says, be of good comfort. And then he qualifies that by saying, thy faith. He didn't say thy tithing. He didn't say thy good works. He didn't say thy being a nice person. He didn't say that by not being absent at work. He didn't say by being a good mother or father. He says thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace.
You know, let me read from the Message Bible. And this is in Luke chapter 8, verses 46 to 48. Jesus insisted, someone touched me. I felt power discharging from me. That's the virtue that Bula was talking about. When the woman realized that she couldn't remain hidden because she was probably crawling through the crowd and touched the hem of his garment, she knelt trembling before him in front of all the people. She blurted out her story, why she touched him, and how at the same moment she was healed. Jesus said, "Daughter, you took a risk trusting me, and now you're healed and whole. Live well, live blessed." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the Jesus book, I love this. Jesus tell her, "Sister, you trust me. That's why you come good already.
Amen.
Go. Period. Now your heart can stay rest inside." I just love that because he releases her in the fullness.
In the fullness.
In the fullness of where she was prior, before she was sick. You know,
and better.
This might be falling on someone's heart tonight, saying, Pastor Bula, Sister Lynn, you know, before I came in, I had all this and I had all that and I lose everything. Let me tell you, if you got Jesus, you've got everything.
Yes, hallelujah.
And you hear me tell you that all the time. God didn't put you on a storm to blow you off course. He put you in a storm to blow you on course. Man, if you're still breathing, you still got a chance, but it's called free will. It's called free will. It's about a choice. Because, you know,
hallelujah.
When you know the strategy of the enemy, you can beat him at his game. If Kahuku knew the game plan for St. Louis, they would beat him. But you have to guess. You don't know the game plan. But this is the wonderful thing about Jesus. He shared the game plan of the enemy already. Satan
Amen.
Himself, Lucifer, with the legions that he has with him. And you find that in John 10:10, it says, "The thief cometh but to
kill, steal, and destroy."
And then he continues it and says, "But I have come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly." You see, when you can understand the strategy of the enemy, you can defeat the enemy.
Yes, hallelujah.
You can defeat the enemy because Jesus said, "I am the way,
the
truth,
and
the
life." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, we want to close this in prayer tonight. I don't know where the time
Lord.
Went.
Oh,
We're going to walk by faith, guys.
Yes,
We're going to walk by
Hallelujah.
Faith.
Hallelujah. Dear Father, Lord, we just thank you, God. We thank you for this wonderful Freedom Friday. And for those of us that had a really tough week going in, you know, thank you, Father, for us just being like that woman with the issue of blood, Father. We just chased after you, Father, and held on to that the garment, the hem of your garment, Father, and you pulled us through that week, Father. And we thank you, Father, for Bula, Father, for, you know, his service unto you, O God. And Lord, we just ask you to bless all our friends and family, and Lord, bless all that are incarcerated and those that are incarcerated not only by prison, Father, but by the bondage of sin, Father. So we ask for a restoration upon all of us this holiday season. We love you, Lord. Continue to work in us and through us, and God bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
It's in the book of John, chapter 20, verse 29, when it says, "Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed."
Yes.
"Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed."
Yes.
Guys, it's Christmas time.
Believe.
And I know you're thinking about a lot of things, but you don't need, it's not about the gifts that are under the tree. It's about the gift that was hanging on the tree.
Oh, yes.
His
Hallelujah.
Name was Jesus. You don't need
Jesus,
about, they don't
Jesus,
need any more presents.
Jesus.
I'm telling you, your kids, your family, Ohana friends,
Hallelujah.
You don't need any more presents. They need his presence.
Be the light of the world.
And that's your assignment.
Hallelujah.
Hey, make sure you tune in Monday. We got Pastor Kawa Kwan coming back. And you got
to
know by
hallelujah.
Now, you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
Hey, we like to stay, but we got to go. So that means ahoy-ho.
Ahoy-ho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bula and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bula at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.